Hello, ATS. This is Biggie Smalls on BTS Talk, and I just wanted to say a few words about the 4th of July. And I am a proud Earth citizen. I would consider myself an American. I was born here. I lived here all my life, 21 years of that, and traveled around the world. I've seen some cool places, been to Europe, been to Canada, Mexico, Alaska, Hawaii, pretty much all the East Coast of the U.S., the West Coast. And not so much of the South or the Midwest, but from what I've seen in the U.S., I've really come to love this country. And I used to be a very proud American. I was about to join the U.S. Marine Corps. I was doing JROTC in high school for about 2 years, and you know, I was really gung ho about, you know, protecting our liberties and freedom. And for me now, that is not so much about joining a war and fighting to protect our interests overseas, so much as that we need to be vigilant in the home, on the home turf. And you know, if we secure our freedoms here and stop letting Congress and government and whoever else, big government, whatever, I don't even want to tirade about that, but if we stop letting our interests here being overrun by multinational corporations, whatever you want to call them, foreign governments, then we're not going to have kind of problems over in the Middle East and Asia, because we'll have to deal with our own closets. We've got to clean the skeletons out of our own closet here before we deal with our foreign policy overseas. And I think that's a big thing we're dealing with right now. We're starting wars in the Middle East, which are not really doing anything to curb terrorism. I mean, I guess senators and congressmen, they want to get reelected. So basically, you know, they have to create a false alert, you know, say, well, there's some terrorists over in the Middle East we're going to go kill, and, you know, the sensationalism behind Bush and whoever else you want to say is equally as bad. I'm not going to go start pointing names. And the Democrats, Republicans, whatever you want to call them, they're all the same. I call them Republicrats or Demopublicans. They're basically the same people on both sides of the aisle, maybe a little bit different. Some people like health care, some people like low taxes, but, you know, at the end of the day, they're still all politicians. They're all still trying to get reelected. And you know what? To hell with those guys. You know, this is America. This is about freedom. It's about people. This is about getting out on the street and being active. This is not about letting your government do whatever you want and trusting them. It's, you know, being Americans, we have to question things. Question what the government's doing at all times, even ourselves. You know, I've questioned my lifestyle. I've saying, what are you doing, Biggie? Like, what is your problem? I'm going to say my real name right there. Whatever, it doesn't matter, I guess. You know, and I have problems too. Everyone has problems. And I don't think we need to be policemen of the world, which is a huge thing I got into with some guys over, I guess it was ATS. I'm not really sure what the thread was. It was about Hamas and Fatah and that whole scandal, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, we need to deal with our own problems. That's my number one point. Deal with our own problems in the U.S., and then, fine, if we have, you know, perfect society or whatever, then we can start dealing with people over in the Middle East and Asia, whatever else, Africa. I mean, there's genocides in Africa right now we're not even dealing with right now. We're worried about freaking terrorism. Like, come on, there's some real shit going down right... Sorry, excuse me. I guess I'm going to have to put an explicit sign on this thing. You know, and this is just a ramble, a rant, you know. Don't listen, listen. I don't really care too much, and I'm just trying to express my views. And if you don't listen, if you listen and you hate it, you know, great, let me know. Have a podcast and say Biggie Smalls is an idiot, and let me know. You know, I'd be great, you know. I would actually like that. So express yourself. You know, this is what free speech is all about, expressing yourself. And if we didn't have this in this great country of ours, with our founding fathers sacrificing their lives and countless other people, you know, in the name of freedom, or our supposed freedom now, which is kind of a half-freedom now, with all the Patriot Act and Patriot Act 2 and all the anti-terror laws, I mean, it's still a somewhat free country. And I love living here. I'm not ranting against the U.S., but our government needs some big changes. And, you know, thank you for listening to my podcast. And this is the 4th of July, so everyone get out there, have some great barbecue, go to the fireworks, you know. I'm proud to be an American, and I hope you guys are too. And I'm just going to end right here, and you guys have a great 4th of July. God bless, Godspeed, and take care of yourself. I'm out.